Good afternoon and welcome to Acosta Verde's third quarter 2025 earnings conference call. This is your conference operator. Currently, all participants are on a listen-only mode. Following the company's remarks, we will open the call for questions. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. To withdraw your question, please press star 2. Please note that this conference call is being recorded and will be available for replay on our website at www.grupoav.com. It is now my pleasure to hand the call over to your host, Mrs. Rosalinda Fernandez, Chief Financial Officer of Grupo Acosta Verde. Mrs. Fernandez, you have the floor.
Thank you, operator, and good afternoon, everyone. We appreciate your participation in today's earnings call as we review Acosta Verde's consolidated results for the third quarter of 2025. Joining me today are Carlos Ruiz Santos, our CEO, Hernán Treviño de Vega, our General Counsel and Operations Director. On Monday, we released our quarterly report for the third quarter of 2025, which is available in the investor section of our website. We invite you to review this material to gain a deeper understanding of our performance and to contact us at inversionistas@grupoav.com with any questions. We are committed to keeping you well informed and deeply appreciate your continued interest and confidence in Acosta Verde. Before we begin, I would like to remind everyone that during this call, we may refer to certain non-IFRS financial metrics. These do not represent a financial analysis of our result in accordance with IFRS and will be mentioned only to measure the company's operating performance. Additionally, this call may include forward-looking statements or subjective analysis that may involve some risk and uncertainties. These expectations, beliefs, and projections are expressed on a good faith basis and with the understanding that management believes there is reasonable support for them. However, we cannot guarantee that they will materialize. Actual results could differ materially from these forward-looking statements. We invite you to review our financial statements and quarterly report for more detailed description of the company's risk and operational performance. With that, I would like to hand the call over to Carlos Ruiz, our CEO, who will provide an overview of our performance.
Thank you, Rosie. Good afternoon, everyone. I am pleased to be here with all of you for Acosta Verde third quarter 2025 conference call. It is a particular meaningful occasion for me, as this is my first time addressing you as a chief executive officer. I assumed this role in August with great enthusiasm and a deep sense of responsibility for the future of our company. I would like to begin by expressing my appreciation to Jesus Acosta Castellano, who successfully led Acosta Verde for the past decade, guiding it through an extraordinary phase of growth and consolidation. His leadership, dedication, and vision have been fundamental in shaping the company we are today. I am pleased to share that Jesus will continue to contribute to Acosta Verde long-term strategy as a member of the board of directors, ensuring that his deep experience remains part of our decision-making and institutional evolution. This leadership transaction is part of the board process that continues to strengthen our corporate governance structure. Some new changes within the Board of Directors were approved during August, including the designation of Lisa Richenban as Chairwoman of the Board, effective January 1, 2026. These changes reflect the company's commitment to long-term values creation for all stakeholders. Having been part of Acosta Verde for 19 years, I can say with confidence that our core values remain unchanged. Discipline, operational excellence, and a deep commitment to the community we serve. With this transaction, we move forward, evolving without losing our essence. It is an opportunity to build upon what we've been achieved while bringing fresh perspectives that will allow us to grow stronger and more resilient. During the third quarter, Acosta Verde once again demonstrated the strength and the stability of our business model. Even a certain economic factor remained a challenge for the retail sector, our shopping center maintained a strong tenant engagement and high level of occupancy across the portfolio. These results reflect not only the resilience of our asset, but also the dedication of our team and the trust of our tenants and investors. In line with our commitment to deliver value to the stakeholders, I am pleased to confirm that the company successfully completed the second payment of dividend for 500 million pesos in early September, concluding the dividend of 1 billion pesos approved 2025. Turning to sustainability matters, we continue advancing our initiative across all ESG pillars. On the environmental side, our solar panels project is progressing well and will soon power the common areas of our four Plaza Senderos, improving efficiency and reducing carbon emissions. On the social front, we continue to promote development of our human capital through the coaching and mentoring program by Bolsa Rosa, encouraging female leadership. Additionally, we reinforce our connection with the community we serve. This quarter, we launch Misión Sendero, a space adventure, an interactive traveling experience that combines technology, education, and entertainment, raising awareness about environment care. This initiative turned all our shopping centers across the country, aiming to go beyond the traditional environment. In addition, during the third quarter, our shopping center became the venue for 257 graduation ceremonies, celebrating the achievement of over 16,000 students nationwide. This event reinforced our role as a social gathering point that goes beyond commercial to create lasting connections. From a governor's perspective, we reinforce transparency and integrity through target anti-corruption and cybersecurity training. Looking ahead, I am confident in Acosta Verde's ability to continue creating long-term values through sustainable growth, operational discipline, and a prudent financial management. I am grateful to our board of directors for their continued guidance, to all our collaborators for their dedication, and to you, our investors, for your trust and support during this important stage of evolution. Together, we will keep building on the strength of our foundations while embracing new opportunities to grow responsibility and deliver consistent value for the year to come. Thank you very much. Now I turn the call over to Hernán Treviño, who will walk us through the company operation result for the quarter.
Thank you, Carlos. At the end of the third quarter of 2025, Acosta Verde's portfolio consisted of 18 community shopping centers located across 9 states in Mexico, totaling 468,000 square meters of gross leasable area. The occupancy rate remained solid, closing the quarter at 95.7%, an increase of 0.6 percentage points compared to the same period last year. This performance reflects the solid fundamentals of our portfolio and the stability of our tenant relationships. During the quarter, our shopping centers welcomed approximately 26.3 million visitors. While this represents a 3% decrease compared to the same period in 2024, it remains a healthy level of traffic that underscores the consistent appeal of our properties. For the first 9 months of the year, total foot traffic reached around 78 million visitors, 2% below the prior year period. In contrast, vehicle traffic continued to show positive outcomes. During the third quarter, our parking lots received 6.5 million vehicles, an 8% increase versus the third quarter of 2024. On a cumulative basis, 18.6 million vehicles entered our Plaza Sendero parking lots during the first 9 months of 2025, up 6% year over year. Turning to leasing performance, for the third quarter alone, renewals and replacements covered around 23,000 square meters, with a lease spread of 7.9%. This metric reflects the variation between the average rent of GLA for new contracts compared to the average rent that expired for the same GLA. During the first 9 months of 2025, we renewed or replaced approximately 48,000 square meters of GLA, achieving an average lease spread of 8%. This reflects continued healthy leasing activity across our portfolio. In terms of maturity, 61% of our GLA is secured under contracts that extend through 2028 and beyond, representing a 3% increase compared to the previous quarter. This improvement reinforces our long-term revenue visibility and limits short-term renewal exposure. At the same time, rent collection efficiency remained outstanding, reaching 100% during the quarter and maintaining the same level on an accumulated basis for the year. With that, I will now hand the call back to Rosy Fernandez, who will review our financial results.
Thank you, Hernan. During the third quarter of 2025, our cash flow basis NOI reached 391 million pesos, representing a 3% increase compared to the same period of 2024. On a year-to-date basis, NOI grew by 89 million pesos, reaching a total of 1.1 billion pesos, which represents an 8% increase versus 2024. The NOI margin remained solid at 89%. Reflecting our ability to sustain profitability despite higher operating costs. This increase in NOI was primarily driven by higher fixed rent, which goes up 9% or 83 million pesos year over year. This is supported by stable occupancy levels and successful lease renewals. Additionally, income from common areas also grew at a double-digit rate of 16%, contributing to the overall performance. I would like to emphasize that the NOI figures presented are on a cash flow basis rather than the accrued basis. While some companies may choose to present NOI on an accrued basis, we consider that reflecting it on a cash flow basis provides greater accuracy, transparency, and supports better decision making. Please note that for ease of reference, if our comparison were to be made on an accrual basis, the company's NOI for the third quarter of 2025 reached 406 million pesos, representing a 4% increase compared to the same period of last year. On a year-to-date basis, NOI on an accrual basis increased 10%, reaching 1.2 billion pesos. For a comprehensive reconciliation between NOI on an accrued basis and cash flow basis, please refer to our quarterly report available on our website under the investor section. Moving on to our accrual-based indicators, total revenues during the quarter stood at 445 million pesos, up 4% year over year. On a cumulative basis, revenues reached 1.3 billion pesos, marking a 10% increase versus the same period last year. Operating EBITDA for the quarter stood at 349 million pesos, a 3% increase year over year, with a margin of 77%. For the first 9 months of 2025, operating EBITDA reached 990 million pesos, representing a 13% increase compared to the 876 million pesos in the same period of 2024. The cumulative margin improved from 71% to 73%, driven by better operating efficiency across our shopping centers. We remain focused on maintaining cost discipline and supporting long-term cash flow growth. Our cash position as of September stood at 1.7 million pesos, compared to that 2.6 billion pesos in the same period of 2024. This decrease of 37% is mainly explained by higher dividend distribution, which totaled 1 billion pesos year to date, quadrupling the amount distributed over the same period last year. Meanwhile, we continue to strengthen our balance sheet. Total debt decreased 8% year over year, closing the first 9 months of 2025 at 4.2 billion pesos. This led to a loan-to-value ratio of 13%, up 3 percentage points compared to the same period last year. Overall, the company maintains healthy profitability levels, disciplined cash management, and a robust capital structure that allow us to continue creating long-term value for our shareholders. With that, we conclude our prepared remarks and open the floor for questions. Operator, please proceed with the Q&A session.
Thank you. At this time, we'll be conducting a question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you'd like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. One moment, please, while we poll for questions. As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. One moment while we poll for questions. There are no questions at this time. I'd like to turn the call back over to Rosalinda Fernandez for closing comments.
Thank you all for your time and trust. We appreciate your interest in Acosta Verde. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact us.
This concludes Acosta Verde's third quarter 2025 conference call. You may now disconnect your lines, and we thank you for your participation.